Steve Bannon, ICE at airports can be a test case to get to really perfect ICE's involvement in the midterms. Can somebody explain to me why Steve Bannon's job is just going to the media and telling everyone the evil thing that the administration's trying to do? He's done this like 5 times. I thought the point of being a political strategist was to like play it close to your chest. Why does he keep just saying it? You know? What a dumb idea. They're definitely doing it though. Like, this is 100% what they're attempting to do. They have deployed ICE to airports to shore up a deficiency that is not being shored up by the presence of ICE agents. They're just trying to normalize deploying them to manage, you know, supply line disasters. It's because ICE is paid and TSA is not. It's got to make TSA agents feel like shit to just not be getting paid. Especially because the median TSA agent is a black woman. So then you have this fucking Latin chud breathing down your neck 24/7. He's getting paid $150,000 a year. You're not getting paid anything. He's not doing anything except menacing people. Elon Musk offered to pay for TSA wages. Yeah, but he won't. He offers lots of shit. Is this due to the ICE deployment in airports? She cannot provide her citizenship to the status action of agents and was violently taken to ICE custody.
Ugh. What are you doing?
Leave her alone.
What the hell are you doing? What's
I hope that? You're so fucking proud of yourselves, you fucking assholes. You're on video now, too. Yeah. Shame on you. You fucking un-American pieces of shit.
On the first day, ICE agents have always been present at airports. I don't know if the people doing the arrest right here are part of the new deployment. At least they're not wearing their fucking masks. Hup, hup, hup. Meal Team 6. Inbound. Hop, 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 hop. Not beating the allegations that ICE is a racialized militia that is a part of a war against white people by Latin people, you know? It's the revenge. Dog, look at my white supremacist Gestapo. Fuentes was prophetic. It's like all of the comments people made about Fuentes, They really led us to this moment. They prepared us for what we would have to believe and what we would have to say. They don't even have a drip. They have never had drip. 5D chess?
What idea was that to put ICE at the airport?
We're dealing really...
Whose idea was it?
Mine. That was mine.
And can I ask you said
that was like the paperclip. You know the story of the paperclip? 182 years ago, a man discovered the paperclip. It was so simple. And everybody that looked at it say, why didn't I think of that? ICE was my idea. I called, first person I called was Tom Homan. I said, what do you think? He said, I think it's great. Then I saw today there was some masks on. I didn't think the masks were appropriate. I put out a statement and I asked them, would it be possible to take off the mask? Because they should wear a mask when they're dealing with the murderers and the thugs let into our country.
If Trump is responsible for ICE agents deployed to airports not wearing masks, which they aren't by and large, that's actually really funny and really good for us, I think. Get as many photographs as you can, lads. Follow them around. It's like the paperclip. Yeah, look at them, dude. They're so fucking awkward. Taylor Lorenz about to drop a huge rant. Oh my god, did you see Taylor Lorenz with the Cuba flotilla? With the masks thing? Oh my god. I'm not... Oh my god. What happened? I don't want to talk about. Was she passing out masks to starving Cuba? No, she was like, if all the people doing this aid flotilla to Cuba, if you're not wearing a mask while interacting with Cubans, you're doing violence, you're murdering people or whatever. I don't remember the exact language. She's so obsessed with that point. I don't know why she does this, man. Does she think Cuba's an uncontacted tribe or something? Maybe!
Stop following us.
Why don't you wear masks?
We have a First Amendment right to do it, buddy.
Stop following us.
We're allowed. First Amendment right.
Stop following us.
First Amendment right. Stop following us. First Amendment right.
You okay? Have a good day. Have a good day, fellas.
Go on, Neil, Team 6.
Are they literally just walking around? What are they doing? Well, they're not doing. They literally can't do anything. They can't do a single thing. There's nothing they can do at an airport. They're just being paid to be there. They're just being sent there. I guess in addition to me also, Steve Bannon believe that this is just an effort on the part of the administration to normalize deploying ICE agents whenever there's a supply line issue, inefficient staffing, whatever else. You know, just anytime you have an excuse, it's an attempt to get them there. And they're 100% going to try some shit during the midterms. 100%. Are they getting paid? Yes. ICE agents have been getting paid this whole time. TSA agents have not gotten a check in 6 weeks.
We can use what's happening with these ICE helping out at the airports. We can use this as a test run, as a test case to get to really perfect ICE's involvement in the 2026 midterm election, sir.
Close confidant of Epstein, obviously. Not just a regular, you know, at Epstein's Island or whatever. Close confidant with Epstein. Close friends.
Yeah, I think we should have ICE agents at the polling places, because if you're an illegal alien, you can't vote, right? It's against the law. It's a federal crime for you to vote in federal elections. And so if you're an American citizen, you should be happy that ICE is there, because you're not going to have illegal aliens canceling out your vote.
Genuine question, is ICE police? They are law enforcement officers, and they are specifically allowed to arrest people on either as a matter of immediate necessity or for immigration charges. However, due to a variety of Supreme Court decisions, they've basically been made into a Gestapo force. They can do whatever they want. Like, it used to be they were just allowed to do immigration stuff. But then you have a bunch of rulings like, well, 100-mile border around the U.S. border or any airport. They've been given increasing levels of deference and authority, them and Border Patrol. So now they can basically act as police officers, even though they don't have the same training.
Pick them out of line starting today, and maybe the lines get shorter. Mike Davis, where do people go to get you, sir, particularly your social media account?
Article3project.org, article3project.org. Follow us on social, MRDDMIA. Take action. Save Act is the most important action item, and donate, but only what you can afford. And thank you, Steve, and the Warman Posse.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
The fucking music and the shout-outs, dude. How far he's fallen.
We're going to come back with the Commander-in-Chief. What he had to say at the sticks before getting on the plane to Memphis.
Jesus Christ.
The ICE agents at the airports to help out. And remember, they said they're not going to work the x-rays. It's too complicated. They're not trained for it. But they're trained to, wait for it, check IDs. That's why it's perfect training for the fall of 2026. This is why it's such a brilliant, this is another 5D chess move for President Trump. Let's get ICE.
He wants to be back on the inside of the admin so fucking badly. He wants it so badly.
Into the airports to help out to the lines. They can't work the machines. You know what to do? Just walk them down. Hey, we're going to speed things too. Can we check your IDs? That's what's going to happen in the fall of 26, because folks, we're tired of having elections stolen. So ICE is going to be there in the fall of 26, just like they're in the airports today. So from the war room, suck on that. Let's go to Memphis.
They will definitely try. Man, imagine you used to be a Trump admin insider and a close confidant of Epstein, and now you're doing plugs to a Twitter account from fucking Real America's Voice, the War Room. Why is Bannon not a part of this administration? Isn't it genuinely just because he's annoying? Like, he was in the first Trump admin. He was closer. He was a more respected confidant. But now it seems like he's not. I think it's just he's like just kind of ugly and stupid and sweaty, you know? He got arrested, went to jail for a bit, got out. Too frothing. The other advisors didn't like him. He does have this really bad habit of admitting that they're going to do the bad thing, you know? He does have that habit. He does look like he just climbed out of a wet hole. That's true. John Oliver reference? Lay indie gem. Didn't he steal border wall money? Yeah, but like, fraud is the name of the game for these people. That wouldn't get him out. That wouldn't get him out from the inside.